The Campaign Finance Institute says there are 10 Senate races that have seen $1 million in spending over the last week. By far, the leading big spending contest is being run in Virginia. $4.3 million spent on ads in Virginia this past week. Joining us to talk about this particular race, Dave Catanese, political reporter for Politico. Hi there, Dave. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you.
This is an awful lot of money we're talking about there. How's it being spent? What are the nature of the political ads?
Well, they're rough. I mean, you can't really turn on the television in the D.C. metro area, or if you're down in Richmond, and not see television ads either blasting Tim Kaine or Georgia Heller. You have most of the major national groups in this race. On the Republican side, you have American Crossroads, Karl Rove's group, that is spending a ton of money sort of painting Tim Kaine as a lackey of President Obama. You have union groups, a lot of the groups on the left, Senate Majority PAC, that's looking to keep the Democratic Senate, hitting George Allen from everything from his record in the Senate to being, you know, against women's issues. So you've got a ton of money on the air, complete saturation. And only recently have you seen really the polls break slightly towards Tim Kaine's direction.
I see. Of course, Kaine was President Obama's choice to head the DNC. Perhaps is it true, do you think, that more than other U.S. Senate contests in the country, this one particularly is tied to the presidential run?
Yeah, I think that there's no question about that. In fact, the Republican strategy early on was to link Kaine to Obama at every turn. But the problem that they had with that is that in most polls, President Obama has had a lead in Virginia. So how do you tie him effectively to take him down if the president has a lead in the Commonwealth? So they've sort of switched that strategy more recently and tried to hit Kaine on some of the things he said on tax policy and other issues. But there's no question that it's hard to see President Obama winning the state of Virginia and George Allen being able to win. Those races will probably go in tandem, much like the races in Ohio and Florida.
And before we let you go, is this one got a lot to do with geography as well? You've got Allen garnering support in the rural areas, Kaine fighting the fight in northern Virginia, going after a different demographic, maybe?
No question about it. And Northern Virginia, remember, is where the population has exploded. Even though both candidates are known in the state as former governors, there's a lot of new residents that have moved in the past 5 to 10 years that have never voted for or seen Tim Kaine or George Allen on the ballot. But no question that George Allen has to run up the tally in the rural areas to offset Tim Kaine's margins up in Northern Virginia.
Good talking to you. Thanks so much for your insight, Dave Catanese.
Sure, thank you.
Political reporter for Politico, Dave Catanese, giving us the latest on that particular contest.